RVP, KB8 RVP, KB8 all day off.
Hey, good morning, Chris. KB8 RVP.
Morning. It's raining out. Last night it was snowing to be heck.
Oh yeah, when we went to bed last night, it was like a blizzard. It was melting, it looked like, when it hit the ground, but it was snowing hard. Oh yeah, we're going to be in that in-between weather pattern for a while. 70 and then 20 and 60 and then 40. You know the drill. How was your weekend?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, it was blizzarding all, but like you say, it was melting as soon as it was touching the ground. At least on the pavement, you know, the concrete and everything. But it would stick to the grass pretty darn good. I thought, oh no. But that's okay. We know that we are into spring. That's for sure. Weekend was good. Went up north to check on the cottage. Had a little bit of water in the crawl space. Pumped that out. I hooked up my random wire that I had. Shot up there with the bow and arrow previous 2 weeks ago. Got that situated. Oh, by the time I went to try it out, make contact, they ended up kind of like later in the day. 40 meters is like really noisy. So, noisy with static and everything. Atmospheric noises. So I ended up speaking with some guy in Scottsdale, Arizona. That was on 10 meters there. And CW. So other than that, that's pretty much it. Here we go. Back to work.
Yep, back to work. It's a necessary evil. We gotta make money. Can't get very far without it. How'd you end up doing with that, replacing that hub? I know the last text you had sent me, you had to pound out a couple of the wheel studs, and I'm assuming you got it all done after that.
But nope. I did all I could do. I took and bought hardened steel threaded bolts that were completely threaded up to the top of the bolt, you know, instead of having long bolts that were only threaded about an inch and a half. totally threaded bolts, some nuts, some washers. Ran them through where the lug nut lug nuts go through there. I could not get it off. I could not get it off. I used map gas, 3-pound hammer, ball peen hammer. Like I said, everything else came off fine without a hitch. Just that hub did not come out of the knuckle. I tried using pliers. I tried using pipe wrenches and hitting the handles of a great big pipe wrench. And I'm talking big pipe wrenches that I got from my dad because he's a retired pipe fitter. So I got some pretty big pipe wrenches. Nope. Could not get that thing. I used a whole can and a half of PB Blaster. Nothing. So, I had to swallow my pride, wipe everything down, put everything back on, and I limped it over to a local garage where it's still sitting there because they're so backlogged with vehicles sitting in there. Parking lot, and they said they wouldn't probably get to it until the 30th of this month or the 4th of the next month.
KVRDP? Yeah, I watched some mechanics on YouTube, one guy out in New York, one guy's in Chicago, and they talk about living in the salt belt, or working on cars in the salt belt, how things just get welded right on. The rust under some of the cars they're afraid to put on a hoist to lift them because they're getting so rusty. It's crazy. When we go down to Florida, driving around, you see old Trans Ams, old Camaros, cars you'd never see that would never last this long up here in Michigan. And the corrosion and stuff that they deal with on electrical stuff from all the salt. Yep, you never know what you're getting into with some of those jobs. That's crazy. And there are also a lot of mechanics talking about, with the cars being so expensive nowadays, how people are trying to make their old cars last, and these shops are just booked up with people trying to keep their cars going.
I heard that before. Yep. I believe it. Yeah, man, it just swinging and swinging at that, getting nowhere. That's just unbelievable. I told my wife, I've never been in this predicament. I've never, ever had problems making repairs or never had to have somebody else do my job for me. I had to lower my standards, which is really deflated my ego, that's for sure. Yep. Normally I can do anything, you know. It's the way I am. But what are you going to do, you know? They've got a hoist and they've got acetylene torches, something that I don't have. Yeah, I would imagine the salty air would definitely do a lot of corrosion. I know it wasn't much rust as far as what I was trying to get at, just a combination of of the knuckle being aluminum and the wheel bearing being steel. It just don't mix, and it just it's corroded inside there where it sits. I know it is. They'll have to try to bang it out from behind the wheel on the CV joint side and push it out that way as they're heating it up. Unless they got a puller of some kind. I don't have anything like that.
Yep, they can get levered from a different position, definitely when they're up on a hoist. We had a guy in the back of our subdivision that had a hoist in his regular garage. It didn't go up real high, but it was enough where he could sit on a stool and roll around underneath the car and work on it instead of standing up. But that makes a huge difference. I've seen those portable hydraulic jacks too, I forget what they call them, quick jacks or something. It's got a hydraulic pump, and you just put them in the side of your garage, the back of your garage, whatever, and then when you want to use them, you just slide them underneath. For my car, they make a special jacking rail that bolts right onto the car, underneath the doors on both sides, front and back. And it's a solid, wide support. And then you just put that quick jack underneath there and jack the whole car up. A lot easier to work on. I've never invested in one of those, but looks like a really nice deal. I've got four floor jacks if I want to jack the whole car up, and four jack stands. But it's just totally different laying on your back underneath there working than it is sitting on a stool and standing up. Makes a huge difference. KB8RVP.
It does, K8 all the SRID. Penetrating the repeater like no one else can. Yep. Tell you what. Yeah, I've seen that jack. That lift. That's pretty neat. I don't have the garage space for anything like that, still. Anyways, what'd you do over the weekend?
Yeah, we did some shopping on Saturday. We, Saturday, late in the day, we went out to Fowlerville and saw Kate and Caitlin. All the guys were up north. Our son Dylan and my father-in-law and brother-in-law and a couple of his kids. And they all went up to the cabin in Newberry up in the UP. They took their dirt bikes and stuff, thought they were going to go riding and do some work on the cabin, but they're still getting a lot of snow up in the UP. They got like 8 inches on Thursday, and they were supposed to get another 6 to 8 last night. It was so cold. They've got a wood burner in the cabin with a pellet burner, they use pellets to keep it warm. They said that kept it warm because it was cold on Saturday. It only got up to like 20 on Saturday. So I don't think they did any riding. They just worked on the cabin and split wood, and it's pretty bare bones up there, no TV or internet or anything. So they ended up coming home Saturday night instead of Sunday. So we went out to Fowlerville and ate dinner with them, and yesterday we went grocery shopping, went to the Great Lakes Crossing Mall. We both got an hour massage. It was nice. Real nice.
Yo, it loosened up. Yeah, that always feels good. You know, I was having some back issues. They sent me here down the hall to a masseuse. Of course, that wasn't included in the back crunching price. That was separate, but I tell you what, an hour of that felt pretty darn good. That was pretty loose, and then walked down the hall and laid on the other table, and I was all back in. Of course, I was in agony after that. After being being all adjusted like that. It was all whacked out. Yeah, it definitely feels good. Oh, you made a comment on something. I don't remember what I was going to answer on. Never been in the town of Flowerville. Is that a pretty good-sized town?
Yeah, Flowerville's right next to Howell, right on I-96. It's a small town. They got a couple car dealerships, and they got a little downtown area with a traffic light. They got a fairgrounds. The Livingston County Fairgrounds is in Flowerville. Used to have, they have their, the Flowerville Fairgrounds every year in July, like the second to the, or third week of July, I think it is. They have their county fair, and they used to bring in big names, country singers and stuff for concerts. They do the tractor pulls and demolition derbies and all that kind of stuff at their fair. So that's what, brings everybody to Flowerville for different times. They have an Easy Rider thing out at the fairgrounds with the motorcycles, and they have a BFW hall, so they do their fish fries, and they do their dinners on Thursdays. They have a third Sunday of every month, they have a breakfast at the BFW hall. Brings lots of people in. They have bingo on Friday night. My mother and father-in-law, they are big into the VFW hall, so they're there all the time. They're there for the dinners. They're there for the bingos. We go to bingo every once in a great while. KB8RBC.
I thought it wasn't a very big town. Yeah, that's where my son-in-law, my daughter, got married, was in Howell. And I just remember Flowerville being on the outskirts of it. I heard of the motorcycles and stuff going over there. Some kind of a motorcycle show or whatever. All right. Well, I got a ski daddle. 656. I got a whole bunch of stuff I got to carry in, so. Get going now. feel like the Tin Man. I might need some oiling in my joints to get going today. All right. Nice talking with you, Mike. And hope you have a good day today. Still drizzling here in Bay City. We'll be clearing your final. Have a good one, man. KBARVPKA8LDF.
Yeah, they did get a Walmart out in Flowerville, so I guess that makes them a little bit bigger town. 7-3, have a good day at work. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
To start, KB8RVP, KB8RVP, next will be Meyer. KB8RVP, KA8, I'll be off.
I heard another station in there. One,
one last time. KB8RVP. KB8RVP. KF5INT.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Mike. KB8RVP.
Yeah, I think I remember your call. I think I used to work ambulance with you at KF5INT. I used to be NAOBJ. I used to work ambulance with you over in Davidson. If you're who I think you are.
Yep, that's me. I used to work over at Davidson EMS. Back in the day.
Yep. I worked over there with you for a few years. Mike's down here.
Yeah, I actually talked to Mike KMCG on the phone on Friday, so he was letting me know that he had talked to you. I think you guys catch up on the 440 in Flint sometime.
Yeah, I got a scanner over in the corner, so I kind of know what's going. You know, if it's on, and I kind of listen to all the radio repeaters. But I had a stroke, so that slowed me down some, quite a bit actually. But I hear you out here in the morning, so I was gonna try and jump in there and let you just say hi to you.
Yep, I start work at 7 a.m. I just punched in. I do IT work from home. I was working up at Diplomat Specialty Pharmacy since 2015. I still have an office up in Flint at the Diplomat building, which is now part of Optum. I switched over to Optum about 4 years ago. And said I could start working from home. So I go into the office once in a while. Most of the time, I'm right here at home. I've got a scanner sitting right here. I listen to fire and EMS calls and all the local repeaters. Works out pretty nice. I have to turn it down. Most of the people I support, I'm on the phone with them, and then I remote into their computers. Got about 4,000 call center agents that I support, so keeps them pretty busy, and Monday's usually the busiest day of the week.
Well, okay, sir, I won't keep you. I just wanted to jump in here and say hi to you and let you know I'm back in the area. I've been down in New Orleans for about 15 years, but been back up here for a year or so. So anyway, I'll let you go. We'll yak at you again one of these days at KF5INT.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for jumping in. Definitely nice to hear you out there. What was your call one more time?
Kilo Foxtrot 5, India November Tango, KM5INT. It's almost Cape Flint if you changed a little bit of it around, but anyway, what do I got going today? I got nothing going today. So, just be sitting here, I'm getting ready to fly out to Vegas in a couple weeks to work in an event out there that I try and work every spring. So we're just slowly getting packed for that. Anyway, you have a fine one, sir, and I will talk to you again. KF5INT, clear with it. KV8RVP.
All right, Mike. Well, I hope you have a good time out in Vegas. We've been researching places to go on vacation. Our son been down in Florida in the Jacksonville area for the last 10 years, and we always take one or two trips a year down there, and he just moved back to Michigan, so we've got a couple extra weeks to play with, figuring out where we're going to go, and Vegas was one of the places on the list. 7-3, have a good day. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
KB8RVP, KB8RVP, NAFLK.
Go ahead, KB8RVP.
I heard you say your son moved back from Jacksonville, Michigan. My son did the same thing. It's interesting. He came up here so we could babysit, basically. He's for our grandson. It was easier for them. And he has grown back to like Michigan despite the cold. So what got your son to move back up here?
It was getting too expensive down there. Their rent was going up $200 every year, and cost of living and the traffic. And we go down to Jacksonville once or twice a year. And it's almost getting to be like going to California, price-wise and traffic-wise. So he decided to move back. They really miss the warm temperatures. He has a motorcycle, and he would ride it to work most of the year. And he was asking us, when does it start getting warm around here again?
son said he would never move back to Michigan. He hated the cold. And, you know, I remember when last time he was here before he moved to Florida, we got a really bad winter, and they were in a, and my two sons were renting a house, and it was drafty, high energy bills, cold all the time. It was just too much. But he's back here now, and he bought a house, and likes Lansing, so I guess he's gotten used to the cold.
Yeah, but it's nice having him back. We've got three grandkids in the Keego Harbor area down by Waterford. And Dylan and our three-year-old grandson and his girlfriend are out in Fowlerville, so it's only a 40-minute drive to go see him instead of a 4 or 5 hour flight. We really enjoy it. Now we got four grandkids here in Michigan. Yep, they're getting back on their feet, getting caught up on some bills, and they're going to start saving, maybe get their own place one of these days. They're living with my in-laws right now. But definitely nice having them back. Just big getting used to the cold for them. He's been down there for 10 years, and when he first moved down there, he said he was never coming back to Michigan. He was just going to come back to visit. And things change over time. You just never know. All right, well, I just punched into work. I got to get to it here. Thanks for the show. Hope you have a good day. And here's my KB8RVP 73. I'll listen out for your final.
KB8RVP, NAFLK. Thanks to the QSO. I'm here in Lansing, retired, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do today. Probably move some of my firewood, maybe split some of it, cut some of it. Anyway, 73's to you. This is NAFLK, clear.
KC8FCA for test. KC8FCA clear.
KUDHIK, listening. KUDHIK, I'll be clear.